Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right out here in operations. The hurricane specialist back behind me keeping a close eye on several different areas. One of them, of course, is Hurricane Florence, which we look really looking at the radar here. You can see the eye right in the center. And I want to say, you know, some of these rain bands reaching the shore already, really starting to see some of those hurricane force gusts. I did get the latest information, Cape Lookout, on the latest advisory here. 60 miles an hour, gusting to 79. So we're already starting to see some gusts to hurricane force strength. So once again, we remind everybody it's not necessarily just that center. It truly is these bands, because we do stretch out with those hurricane force winds 70 miles. And I tell you, when you look at the tropical storm force winds, look at this, 170 miles away in some areas, you can start seeing those tropical storm force winds. So that is a very large system. So this is the forecast. This is our latest advisory update. And we've been advertising the slowdown for a while, and it is coming true. So we are looking at a very slow progression with time. Looking at that plot right there, 8 a.m. on Friday, 8 p.m. Friday, 8 a.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. Sunday. That's not a lot of territory to cover. Very slow system, and that is a problem. Very large, slow systems compound the impacts right on the ground, and we are looking at some of those impacts being significant. It's going to hang around a while, and even inland, any one of these spots, we can see the center with time, but finally, looks like on Monday and Tuesday, we finally get the system to race out of here. But in the wake, we'll have river flooding. We'll have all sorts of water issues associated with this system. And let's look at some of those impacts a little closer. One of the big impacts is going to be the rainfall. Those slow systems produce a lot of rain. I remind everybody very strongly, don't pay attention necessarily to the category. Don't pay attention to the fluctuations in the wind speed. It truly is about these impacts. And let's look at them right around the core where this center starts to slow down and move very slowly, 20 inches, 30 inches, maybe some spots even seeing 40 inches. Not just a coastal issue here. As you look northward, 10 to 15 inches, 15 to 20, well inland here into North Carolina and South Carolina. Even further, 6 to 10 inches, Raleigh and Charlotte. Even places like Asheville, you can start seeing some significant rainfall, Roanoke. But remember, these are just general values. Sometimes if you start getting these rain bands start to stall, these values could go way up. And think about the flooding. This is a devastating forecast for flash flooding, especially when you combine that with land. You can get some mudslides. You can get some serious flash flooding. So definitely take the steps to protect yourself. Storm surge is something we have to talk about. Large values of storm surge, even around Charleston, 2 to 4 feet. And the South Carolina coastline, upper South Carolina coastline, 4 to 9 feet, just staggering values. But look at these, 9 to 13 in North Carolina, even far away from the center. If we have the center located here, look how far away you can still get 4 to 9 feet of storm surge. And we are getting reports of that happening. And the other hazard, we do have the potential for tornadoes. Usually in the right front quadrant, we can get tornadoes, and that's where we have our tornado watch. So this has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center, reviewing all the aspects of Hurricane Florence, a very dangerous storm. So it's good to protect yourself now, and we can get through this system together.